Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In his book, Making Life Rich Without Any Money, Phil Calloway tells of an elderly couple celebrating their 50th anniversary. When the cake was cut, it seemed only fitting that the husband should comment on those wonderful years together. He looked at his wife tenderly, then tried to express himself. Lifting his glass in a toast to his wife, he began, "My dear wife, after 50 years, I've found you tried and true." Everyone smiled except the wife, who struggled with her hearing. Cupping her hand behind her better ear, she said, "Eh?" This time the husband repeated himself quite loudly, "After 50 years, I've found you tried and true." With a gleam in her eye, which was less than angelic, she shot back, "Well, let me tell you something. After 50 years, I'm tired of you too." A lot of couples, if they were honest with each other, would have to admit it didn't take a half century to grow tired of each other. Interested in keeping your marriage from wearing thin? Then put into practice the following 10 guidelines. Guideline 1, always put the other first. Knowing that each of you belongs to the other and you both belong to the Lord takes away the selfish, me-first mentality. That causes a marriage to wear out about as fast as anything. Guideline 2, don't insist on winning every round. You married to complete each other, choosing someone much different from you. So don't insist that you make the other into a mirror image of yourself. You don't have to fight to the finish every time you disagree. Say, so what? Guideline 3, keep some excitement in your marriage. Periodically break the routine and do something different. Go somewhere you've never been before. Eat at a different restaurant. Bring home a surprise. It's okay to be unpredictable when your broken routine brings joy or surprise to the one you love. Guideline 4, give each other some space. Snuggling is great, but sometimes a person needs space to breathe. If you don't like sports, let him take in a ball game while you shop. Guideline 5, never look back. This means turn loose of the past, including your mistakes and failures, along with those of your husband or wife. You can't drive looking in the rearview mirror of your car. Guideline 6, enjoy the present, but plan for the future. Take advantage of the moment to pause for a cup of coffee, a walk in the early morning, a few moments of uninterrupted leisure, but keep something on your calendar which you can both look forward to doing. Guideline 7, verbalize your love every day. Yes, she knows you love her. You told her that when you got married. But reaffirm that, expressing affection and care every day. It fills up that love tank within her heart. Yours too. Guideline 8, forgive quickly. Don't expect the perfection in your mate you don't have yourself. Gunny sacking or remembering the faults and failures of your mate is dangerous business. Life's too short to hold on to bitterness. Guideline 9, compliment quickly. Tell her she's the most beautiful woman in the world, that if you could do it all over again, you would only marry more quickly. Guideline 10, communicate freely and completely. Charles Dickens, the English author whose own marriage was far less than ideal, wrote, "Never close your lips to the one to whom you have opened your heart." Question, have you grown tired of the person you married? Then apply these 10 guidelines to your marriage. It will make a difference.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.